Listener's discretion is advised. Parties who are listening here tonight on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff, Season 4. Now, it's a great day for all the Dodgers fans. They know what happened last week when Shohei Ohtani decided to leave the Angels to sign a 10-year, $700 million deal with the LA Dodgers, and Kimmel has this report.
The other big news here in L.A. is, this is something everyone was talking about this weekend, the richest contract in the history of sports, Shohei Ohtani, the reigning baseball MVP. He hits and he pitches. People are jumping, trying to deal with the Dodgers. For $70 million a year, Dodgers will pay him $700 million over the next 10 years. Hot dogs from now on will be priced at $500 a piece. Ohtani is leaving the Angels organization, which was a tough decision, but ultimately you say he just wanted to explore a different part of the freeway, and now he's come here. Are you excited, Guillermo?
Very excited, Jimmy.
Yeah, you love the Dodgers.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're pounding on your microphone.
Oh, sorry, right here, yeah.
Well, congratulations to the two-time AL MVP Ohtani, who will now jump shift to the National League. And also, Guillermo, being too excited, he's trying to destroy his own microphone. Anyways, now with Ohtani being in the National League team, he could very well steal the show again and probably not get the Dodgers blown out the proportion of the playoffs again. You know what I mean? Speaking of blowing out, The Bachelor in Paradise ended last week on December 7th, and things did not go so well because, breakups. Yes. Turns out it's not a happy ending after all. And Fallon would agree with me on this topic because he also watches it too, so I'll let Fallon take care of this one.
Well, some TV news. Bachelor in Paradise ended last week, but it just came out that all three couples have already broken up. It's sad when your relationship can't recapture the magic of last Thursday. Yeah. One of them posted that they broke up due to multiple infidelities. Ooh. Oddly enough, multiple infidelities was the original name for Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, tell you what. That's even worse because you already knew that you already broke up before the finale, and then you have to hide it from everybody and not living together before the finale, and then after the finale, you say, we're not together anymore. That's something that is genuinely upsetting. It's more upsetting than when Jerry Turner decided to prima dominantly? Oh my god, I just made up a new word. Prima dominantly. No, I meant to say prematurely, okay? Prematurely rigged his own journey by telling one person that I will marry this lady. And then you make her cry like she never cried before, even if she's in her 60s. Now, that is something I've never seen in history, which, by the way, I actually saw the finale of The Golden Bachelor. It really is pretty disturbing that you have to do that, which now causes more drama, and I guess hopefully we get to see Leslie as the Golden Bachelorette, if even the Golden Bachelorette is going to be made. I don't know. I do not know what's going to happen. But anyways, Gary will have a wedding. Yes. And it's going to take place on January 4th, 2024. So it'll be called the Golden Wedding. So, yeah. And speaking of... What? Oh, not again. God damn it. Fuck. We're going to have to get once again for the second arrow. Second day in a row, the breaking news edition of Meanwhile called...
Breaking Meanwhile!
Breaking Meanwhile. Now, last week, George Santos opened his Cameo account. And you have to give him $400 to $500 to... get sent a George Santos Cameo video. My God! And I know some of the videos that he sent were some of the requests from Kimmel, which apparently he did see it on Jimmy Kimmel Live and decided to, well, take action. And yet, nothing happened. So, Kimmel went at it again. So here it is, doing it again.
George Santos, who is, thank you, not as slick as Donald Trump. Every time Trump gets indicted, he rakes in the cash. But George Santos, not doing too badly himself.
We're back with former Congressman George Santos, who within 4 seconds of leaving office has found a new career on Cameo. What is that about?
Look, you know what's funny? The idea came from a former Kevin McCarthy staffer. He reached out and says, George, you have such a large personality. The people love you. You should just open a Cameo. I'm like, what's a Cameo? So I looked into it. I'm like, oh, that's what that's called. The videos where people send you birthday wishes. I opened it.
Yeah, so now this Cameo thing, according to George, is really paying off. He claims he's made more money in 7 days than he did in Congress for a year. And part of that money came from me. I sent him a bunch of crazy video requests because I wanted to see what he would read and what he wouldn't read. And I showed some of them on the air on Thursday. And now he's demanding $20,000 from me to be paid a commercial rate. Can you imagine if I get sued by George Santos for fraud? I mean, how good would that be? It would be like a dream come true. So since I started buying his videos, his rates went way up to $500 a piece. He should be thanking me for buying these videos. But I have a big stockpile. You want to see one?
Yeah.
Again, George had no idea these requests were for me. I just wrote them and sent them in. So will Santos say it? Here we go. George, can you please congratulate my legally blind niece, Julia, on passing her driving test? They said she couldn't do it, even shouldn't, but she's taught herself to be able to drive safely using her other senses. She's not a quitter. That said, the day after she got her license, she got in a really bad car accident. So if you could also wish her a speedy recovery, that would be amazing. She's in a body cast and very bummed out, but with help from Jesus and President Trump, soon she will be back on the road. Okay, will George Santos say it?
Yeah! Hey, Julia. Congratulations on getting your driving test. You prove that even the legally blind can do it. I know that it's a bummer that right after you got the test and you show that you weren't a quitter, you got into that little accident. Look, a body cast ain't much. You'll ace this. You will rock this as soon as you're out of that body cast, because you're awesome, and Jesus and President Trump will make sure that you're back on the road soon, and you're going to be amazing. Uncle Joe sends his love, and I want you to never give up on your dreams, because you are not a quitter, Julia, and I love you. Bye.
That's very sweet. You want one more? All right, one more. This is for an imaginary friend named Heath. I wrote, hey, George, my friend Heath just came out as a furry. And I'd love for you to tell him that his friends and family all accept him. His fursona is a platypus mixed with a beaver. He calls it a beaverpuss. Can you say we all love you, beaverpuss? He also just got the go-ahead from Arby's corporate to go to work in the outfit. So we're all so happy for him to be himself at work and at home. Could you also do a loud yif, yif, yif? That's the sound beaverpuss makes as beaverpuss. Thank you so much. All right, will Santos say it?
Hey, George Santos here. I'm so proud of you for coming out as a furry, and I just wanted to tell you that your friends and family all accept you, and they're all excited about your fursona, which is awesome to be a beaverpuss, a beaver and a platypus. So let me tell you, they all love you, beaverpuss. Don't you ever get your head down, and don't you ever let anybody tell you what you can and can't be. I'm so proud that the corporate folks at Arby's gave you the go-ahead to go to work in your persona. So if you could just, you know, live it up and be as perfect as you want, just keep doing you, and yif, yif, yif. Bye.
Yif, yif, yif. That's right. Right back at it. We'll have more as the week goes on.
I still can't believe Santos fell for these tricks that Kimmel did. And now he's probably going to sue Kimmel for double the amount and presumably force Kimmel to make a cameo account and do some stuff because, you know, roles reverse kind of thing. Anyways, enough about that. After this, Barif ad, we're gonna get to a throw it back segment where Ryan Blaney made a speech at the 2023 NASCAR Awards to conclude the 75th season of NASCAR. And well, we're gonna get to that after this. Stay tuned, folks, on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff Season 4.
Shalom!
Who are you?
I'm your new bestie.
You're not Ken.
No, I'm Hanuken.
It's Hanuken, the Hanukorn, and he's here to represent. He's a practicing orthodontist, and he's lactose intolerant.
Nice schmata, by the way. I love that color on you.
That guy's weird. What's a Hanuken?
A Hanuken is a beloved holiday character. You'd understand if you were Jewish.
I am Jewish.
Just play, it's fun.
His favorite movie is Yeto, and he often wears a shawl. He does Barbie's taxes, and he loves a matzo ball.
I'm schwitzing like a kishka. Oops, sauerkraut.
Hanuken comes complete with Tums, Claritin, Neosporin, Mucinex, Gas-X, Vicks VapoRub, Lactaid, Pepto-Bismol, Ibuprofen, an inhaler, another inhaler, Vic, prescription glasses, and hemorrhoid cream. Hanuken and Barbie's crazy mutant hybrid baby sold separately.
So this is a story about how we met. It's a very...
Oh my God, is he still here?
Bring nachas to your holiday season with Hanuken, as seen on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Hanuken, from the makers of Stretch Armstein.
Oy vey!
Folks, on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff Season 4 for this continuity. Yes, the regular weekend, just Saturday and Sunday. Now, let's officially get into the throwback segment I like to call Throw It Back! In this Throw It Back segment is where we get to throw it back to the week after Thanksgiving, where the stars of the NASCAR Truck Xfinity and Cup Series gathered in Nashville, Tennessee to have an award banquet. This was on November, I believe it was 29th. And they had it, they taped it, and then they taped it, and then they broadcast it and aired it and broadcasting it on December 3rd on the streaming platform for NBC called Peacock. And we got through everybody, and of course, the 2023 Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney closed it off and also capped off the 75th season of NASCAR with his speech thanking everybody that helped Ryan Blaney get through this and become the 2023 champion of the NASCAR Cup Series. So here was his speech that was supposed to be short but ended up being long, 10 minutes long. So here it is.
Thanks for everyone for being here. I really appreciate it. Congratulations to Ben and Cole, the Thorsons, Gene Haas on your championships. Thank you guys for being here tonight. So hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I'll try to keep this fairly short because I know I'm excited to get out on the town just as much as you guys. So we'll get it going. So just amazing year. Congratulations to all the teams, drivers, owners, sponsors on a 2023 season. I mean, it flies by really quick, but you know, it's a big grind, like everyone says, and it takes a lot of people to put it all together. So I know we're all competitors and we don't agree on the track a lot of times, but it is a true honor to race with the best in the world on a weekly basis, and I do appreciate that. It's incredible. I look back on 10 years when I walked in to meet RP and Tim Cindric in 2012, and you know, there's so many people that I have to give thanks to, and there's so many people that are involved that gives you opportunities throughout your career growing up that I have to thank. So I'll kind of jump right into that. So first of all, I want to thank, obviously, my dad. Obviously, growing up watching dad race, that's just what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be like my dad, and super lucky to be able to see it at a young age and kind of just get the whole spectrum, you know, of seeing what it was like as a driver, or seeing how teams operated. Kevin, I was going to get to you later, but congratulations on a great career. But, it's kind of freaking me out because, like, I remember when I was Keelan's age with my dad at driver intros and I was meeting all you guys. And now it's made me feel really old. And seeing Keelan at driver intros and him racing now, it's kind of reminds me of when I was his age. But, you know, obviously, my mom is a huge MVP. She might take the mantle for that because I think everyone in here knows. I think mother sacrificed the most for young kids doing their sports growing up, making sure that you're where you need to be on time. I have two amazing sisters, Emma and Erin. They're happy to be here tonight. I'm happy to have them, and my biggest supporters growing up, and still to this very day, my beautiful girlfriend Gianna. It's been an amazing ride, huh? It's wild that we're here right now, and looking forward to many years to come, so I love you very much. I really wish my grandpa could be here to see this and share it with my dad, so thank you. Tommy Baldwin. Tommy was an amazing guy, and Tommy gave me my first start in 2012 when Dad was running cup cars for him on the Xfinity side, and that opened up a ton of doors. I'm hoping Tommy is doing the best he can right now and hope to talk to him very soon, but you know, driving for Tommy, that led me to get talking to Brad Keselowski in 2012 after an Xfinity race at Kentucky, I believe it was, and opened the door for me to drive trucks for him, opened the door for, you know, the Penske deal, you know, in Xfinity, and just amazing that I got an opportunity at that time, and I will always be thankful for Brad for doing that, and Wayne Setterington, Jeremy Thompson at BKR, amazing people that worked at that race shop, and that was such a great truck team. The Wood Brothers, Eddie, Len, Leonard, Glenn, you know, driving for you all from 2015, 2017 was an absolute dream. I grew up loving your family, your team, and to be able to drive for you guys for a few years was an absolute dream come true. To get my first win with you guys at Pocono was unbelievable, and to be a small portion of the wins that you've had to get you your 99th win, just to be a small portion of that is always so special, and to be part of your family, even though I'm not driving for you anymore, is always special. And, you know, Eddie gave me a coin. They do the challenge coins every year, so Eddie gave me a coin before the race, and I think it was good luck. It was Glenn's coin, and I definitely think it brought us luck during that race. So looking forward to you guys getting number 100. So Roger and Kathy Penske, thank you guys. It's like you said earlier, it's hard to believe it's been over 10 years since we first met, and nothing more as a kid I wanted to do than to win you a championship and just be successful, because I was such a big fan of you, not only in NASCAR, but in every form of motorsport, and just had such a huge respect for you and what you did, and that you stuck with me for over 10 years has been unbelievable, and I'll always be thankful for that. So to be able to do things, to accomplish things that you haven't accomplished yet, to be a part of that, winning the 600 and the 500 the same year, winning back-to-back championships, to be a part of that is just so special. And amazing, amazing people that I have to thank too. You know, Greg Penske, Walt Zarnicki, Tim Cindric, Bud Danker, Mike Nelson, Jonathan Gibson, Travis Geisler. I mean, all those folks have given me such great opportunities and have stuck with me for so many years. I'll never be able to thank them enough, and I guess this is the best way to thank them. So I guess I'll get into our partners now, right? John Menard. John Menard is here. John has been an amazing person, the whole Menard family. We've been together since 2018, and it's been a fun ride. For all you've done in motorsports and your amazing life, it's a pleasure to be able to be partnered with you, and to bring you the ultimate sports pinnacle is amazing, and look forward to the years to come. So thank you and your family. Ford Performance, Ford Motor Company, you guys are unbelievable. It's been a pleasure to be with you for over 10 years with the Blue Oval family. Congrats on 2-2 with the next gen with Joey and myself, and super congrats on sweeping the weekend, and look forward to the Dark Horse Mustang next year. Roush Yates Engines, Doug Yates, you have the impossible job of trying to get bottom end and top end when drivers complain about wanting both. And I think every engine manufacturer will agree with me. You have an unattainable goal, but you stick with us, and I really appreciate it. Congratulations to you. Body Armor, Advanced Auto Parts, Dex Imaging, Worth, Tom O'Neill is here tonight, so thank you for being here, the Worth family. Discount Tire. Won my first race with them in 2013 with Team Penske, so that's a lot of fun to do it again 10 years later at Martinsville. Wabash, Dent Wizard, just amazing partners. So where's my 12 group at? Where are my guys at? Over there? Make noise there and back there? You guys are rock stars, man. You guys are unbelievable. It's been so much fun to work with you guys, you know, the last handful of years. It's been fantastic, and you guys deserve it just as much as me. Jonathan, second year together. It's been a fun ride so far. We've been awesome to win some races together. I remember when we sat down and had a beer at King Canary and tried to figure out what we were going to do. And it's cool that what we've done. So good job. It's amazing, man. Daniel Lynch, my interior guy, I did want to shout you out last year on the road. Congrats. Looking forward to your next chapter. Hopefully you can relax a little bit, probably a little bit more beer drinking time on the weekends. Yeah, I wanted to talk about our summer struggles. You know, and Jonathan talked about it a little bit beforehand, that we started off the year fairly decent and won the 600, and then we had two or three really bad months. And it was really, really easy to throw in the towel, call it quits for everyone on this group, everyone at Team Penske who were struggling. But they didn't do that. They dug down and they figured out what we needed to do to be better. And that's a group that I'm super proud to be with. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with, is people who don't complain and just get down and you know, they just put the work in, and we have amazing men and women who do that. Over 400 employees at Penske, 72,000 worldwide. They did the work, and they didn't get down. They just figured out the problem and came up with a solution. So this is as much your championship as it is mine. I took a couple really hard hits this year, so I appreciate AMR and UPMC, Dr. Mickey Collins and the NASCAR medical staff for helping me out. You guys really helped me out. I was a lot worse than what I seemed, and you guys really really did an amazing job, so thank you. Also, NASCAR officials, all the NASCAR personnel, you know, Lisa, Ben, Jim, unbelievable. Mike Helton, it's amazing to share this with you, so thank you for what we do. Looking forward to many years to come. Thank you to fans. And one thing I want to close out with, sorry I've been going a long time, but So my dad told me a funny, a neat story about when we started the playoffs. You know, my dad, for you guys who know my dad, he's a very reserved guy. He doesn't talk very much. And, you know, he was kind of the, I started saying I wanted to be like my dad growing up. And as a kid, I think you just want to make your parents proud. And so when he started kind of being my motivational speaker, like through the playoffs, like he was telling me the story about the path. He sees the path to the championship. And, you know, he was visualizing this path that we could go on this run and make this championship run. And the first few races, I was like, you know, it's dad saying dad stuff, you know. But as we kind of went on, I started believing it more and more. And, you know, we won Talladega, and he said, the path's getting bigger. We won Martinsville, he said, the path lit up. And I guess we got through the gate at Phoenix. So just unbelievable. I, you know, dad's motivation, his talk, his help is super cool. He visualized it. And took me a while to believe it, but you know, fortunately, we all did, and it's here now. So, sorry for the long speech. I kind of lost track of time, but thank you guys for being here. Enjoy your Christmas. We'll look forward to seeing you guys in LA. And 24, we do have a toast that we do at Team Penske to close off the night. Something kind of a tradition whenever we win races over there. So, to us and those like us, cheers. Have a good night.
Cheers to you and Team Penske for winning the second consecutive Cup Series championship, the first one being Joey Logano on the next-gen car era. So it's been Team Penske first two seasons. NASCAR Cup Series used the Gen 6 car, and now in 2024, it'll be the third year, and of course, the start of the 76th NASCAR season, as they will start off at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum for the third annual Clash at the Coliseum. But this time, they're not alone. They're going to have a support race, and that is for the next NASCAR Mexico Series. Yes, the stars of the NASCAR Mexico Series are coming up north to America. Southern California, that is, to race in this temporary racetrack at the Coliseum, which is definitely going to be even more excitement, I'll promise you that. But don't tell it to the people who don't like having the NASCAR race at the Coliseum. Don't tell them that at all. But until then, folks, after this brief ad, we're going to listen to a Christmas gospel song. Stay tuned, folks.
Season 2 of Triple Confidential is back. 5G technology. Is it the reason your grandson is a gay? We dial in on your ISP's LIEs in 5G. The G may stand for gay. Some say Bill Gates and Oprah are Antifa vampire lizards who secretly own all the world's fresh water. Facebook memes suggest they're poisoning it with fluoride to make you enjoy rap music. What are they hiding? Jews. We all know they caused Hurricane Katrina, but what are they planning with their space lasers? 8 planets, 8 nights of Hanukkah. That adds up to 16. The same number of letters in Barbara Streisand's name if you add an extra A right here. Will Yentl go mental and blow up the cosmos? Learn more on Hanukkah Festival of Frights. Triple Confidential on Fox Nation. Hosted by JFK Jr. and Sasquatch.
And are we back, folks, on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff Season 4 as we get to listen to a song, a Christmas gospel song, like a religious song that is traditional. It's called What Child Is This? Yes, What Child Is This is the name. And Earth, Wind & Fire actually covered it and put it on their 2014 Christmas album called Holiday. So here it is, their rendition of this song, What Child Is This? Here's Earth, Wind and Fire. Was Earth, Wind, and Fire with their rendition of What Child Is This? Now, after this brief ad, we wrap up this Sunday's edition of Random Stuff, so stay tuned, folks.
Hi, I'm Jelly Roll, and if you're like me, finding that perfect gift for everyone on your list can be overwhelming. And that's why I'm so pleased to share a special gift that you can give to one and all. The gift of tattoos! Any idiot can buy a sweater or a book, but the gift of fresh ink is a gift that lasts forever. Just ask my family.
The only gift I want from Jelly Roll is more time with my grandson. But when I told him, he said, well, f*** that, Mima. I'm going to give you a mermaid tramp stamp.
Uncle Jelly Roll got me an ACDC face tattoo. Now he's not allowed within 100 yards of me. Sad.
My nephew, Jelly Roll, used to give me cigarettes for Christmas, which I love. But last year, he gave me something even better. Nipple tattoos. Merry Nipsmas.
How's that tattoo coming, G?
It hurts so bad, Mr. Jelly Roll.
Well, good. I tell you how it's working.
That hurt also.
This holiday season, give a gift they'll never forget. Because it's permanently grafted on their skin. You're welcome.
Tattoos! Just try to re-gift that sh**.
Tattoos available wherever they're sold. And also in prison.
Warning, excessive face tattoos may result in Post Malone.
Thank you to Jelly and the whole family.
After hours.
Finally, a good night's sleep.
And folks, that is it for this Sunday edition of Random Stuff Season 4, right here on December 17th of 2023. Be sure to tune in next week for a 3-episode weekend starting on Saturday. It'll end with the Midnight Christmas Special. Yes, indeed, it is that time, because next week, Sunday, will be a Christmas Eve episode, which it will not be a prime time special. It will be just as normal, but the Saturdays and Sunday edition of Random Stuff will start on a different time, like, let's just say, not push back, but also fall back, but actually earlier. Yes, it'll be 10:35 p.m. upload time, in which you'll hear them, so that I'll have time to do the Christmas special. So, once again, the countdown is on, and also countdown to the year 2024. So, good night, big balls. See you next week.